Father, we are grateful to you for another privilege to be in your house this evening. We want to thank you for being with us since we parted there on Sunday. Thank you, dear Lord, for your provisions, your protection, your blessings, favor, and mercies. We are grateful unto you. We have come again tonight in continuation of our service unto you. Lord, we thank you for the worship service, the hymns and the crosses that have been sent to praise your name. Lord, may you accept our worship and praises. Lord, as little as we have brought it, may be acceptable in your sight. We commit, Lord, the rest of the service to your hand. We pray you have the preeminence. Now we are asking that you bring those on their way coming here safely. Bless all of us together. Wherever your children are gathered in like manner, whether in this nation or across the nations of the world, may your presence be with them. Thank you, Eternal Father. At the end of the service, may we have cause to glorify your wonderful name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. While we still remain standing, let's open the Bible to 3 John again. 3 John verse 2. The third epistle of John, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of this portion of his word. God bless you. Can please be seated. For the time that we have, we'll just see a few things that we could look at before we have to go into prayers. Yeah, on Sunday, we started with this sermon that we titled Prosperity. And, the projector people are absent. Okay. That's good. Alright, so we speak as far as the time took us. We know there are physical prosperity and spiritual prosperity. And the scripture actually said that anyone that is not rich towards God, it says something about that. If we have time today, we'll read the scripture there. We know Abraham, according to the scripture that we refer to on Sunday, that was rich in cattle, silver, and gold, and was a rich man, wasn't a poor person. And we also look at Joseph, who was called the Prince of Prosperity by the prophet. And wherever he goes, prosper, the prophet said, is a type of Christ. And that when Christ will come in the millennium, everywhere will prosper. We look at Joshua. God spoke to him that what he needs to do to be prosperous is that he should not allow this book of the Lord to depart out of his mouth. But he should meditate day and in day and night. See, that is how he will make his way prosperous and have good success. And we read 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20, where Jehoshaphat spoke to both Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, that they should believe in the Lord their God, so shall ye be established, and then believe his prophet, so shall ye prosper. And we know that Psalm 1 also told us, let me see if I can quickly read to the first three verses of Psalm 1. Yeah, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. The same message that God spoke to Joshua. And it shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Say, his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The message there and that of that God spoke to Joshua are almost word for word the same. And God told Israel too in Deuteronomy 29, which we read also on Sunday, that say, keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them, that ye may prosper in all that ye do. When we talk about relationship to poor people, just some few scriptures. We read Deuteronomy 15:11 that told us that the poor will not cease in the land. And said, therefore command I thee, saying, thou shalt open thy hand wide unto thy brother, to thy poor, and to thy needy in thy land. Then we read scriptures, Psalm 41 verse 1, Psalm 14 verse 31, Psalm Proverbs 17:5, Proverbs 19:17, and Proverbs 21:13, Proverbs 28:27. All these are the things that God spoke in relationship to the poor. That is, they shouldn't be oppressed. We should not mock them. We should have pity upon them. We shouldn't stop our ears at the cry of the poor. And he said, he that giveth to the poor shall not lack. Then 2 Thessalonians 3:13 told us that we should not be weary in well doing. And the apostles also said that they were instructed by the brethren that they should remember the poor. He said the same which they were also, that was Brother Paul talking about their visit to the brethren in Jerusalem, that said the same which I also was forward to do. That was Galatians 2:10. Then we came this other side, remind ourselves what the prophet said about begging, that is a bad business, and tomorrow is still a bad business. And the prophet also said that he made it a principle that he will not allow anyone to be begging for money in his ministry. And because of that, you have to sack some managers who are trying to beg. And because they are really after the money. But the prophet is against it, and he sacked some of them. He said, any manager that tried that will be the night. He will stay with him last. No, the prophet said when, at the beginning of the ministry that when he saw that the ministry will pull crowd and it will bring money, he has to make up his mind about his attitude to money. You know, one time somebody gave him a check of $1.5 million. No, that was far, far. I've calculated it before. I mentioned it here before that. That is his annual salary of about 277 years with a little change on top. That if he will live to be on earth for 277 years, that single check cover the salary of all those years. If you put that money in real estate by that time, it will never, his generations will never be poor again. Anyway, but the prophet did not, he said he refused to look at the check. In fact, when they give it to him, he just tear it. Of course, this time I'm standing. I think it's only Abraham that can do that one. I am telling you, I'm yet to see another person that will see check and tear it. May God be our help. Somebody came to the platform because he couldn't just get access to the prophet. So he went to go and collect a prayer card. So you know that that is the only way he can reach. So they called the prayer card that his group of the one he was. So he came. So when he come to him, Abraham, the next, before Abraham talk at all, he said, I'm not sick. Say, I just want to get close to you. Say, I want to give you this little something in your pocket. It's a check of $28,000. Which that one too is about 5 years salary of the prophet. So said, I want, my Abraham just tear the check. Say, I don't want it. Even the person that gave him that 1.5 million tried to show him his worth. To prove to him that I am worth it. I'm not giving you the check out of stress, out of strain. No, no, no. It's out of comfort. It's what I can part. I will not think of it twice. What I can part with. But my brain was. So he reached, he did, he overdo it, as we said on Sunday, until Brajon Charity corrected him. And then I think from that, also somebody also gave him a Cadillac one time, he rejected it. But later in life, somebody has given him a Cadillac that he accepted. Because he mentioned that it is in his garage. He hardly drive it because he feels that it will be too big inside of it. And the people he deals with are very poor people. And he still had the accident with his station wagon when he passed on. But the Cadillac was in the garage. We don't know how many times he rode it. Also in 1957, somebody also called him one morning. During the time he was teaching the book of Hebrews, I told him that he should just mention the place in the town or in the city where he wants his church to be. That he was going to erect there for him a church building of worth $5 million. $5 million. That is more than three times of even the person that gave him 1.5. So, Abraham said that. Something inside of him said that be careful here, you are not a pastor. And he said because the people with this will, majority of them are poor, and if he does not, they cannot come, so he has to go and meet them. So he said if you build that one like we have at Sangota, then he said he will not be able to go out again. The place will become like whatsoever. May the Lord be gracious to us. Now we came to what actually causes poverty. And I think we're on that till we close, which we couldn't exhaust it. We look at slothfulness. The Bible talks about slothfulness. And we have to talk about anything the Bible talks about. And we read from Proverbs chapter 6. There are some we didn't read. We just either mention or just whatever, but Proverbs 19:15, Proverbs 21:25, Proverbs 22:13, Proverbs 26:14. I spoke about that. I spoke about 22:13 too. Then Romans. This is already getting weak. Romans 12:11. I said we should not be slothful in business, but fervent in the spirit, serving the Lord. And Hebrews 6:12. Then we came to Ephesians, where Brother Paul said that let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that need it. And also Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, say, for even when we are with you, this we commanded, that if any will not walk, neither should he eat. I think that's some stinker now, a little hard something. Then 3:11 said, for we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, not walking not at all, but are busy bodies. Now them that are such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they walk and eat their own bread. Then 1 Timothy 5:8 said, but if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he had denied the faith, and is worse than an infidel. Praise be to God. Now, one of the things also that causes this poverty is what we can call selfishness or greediness. There are people that will have been rich, but because of selfishness and greediness. See, when I was young, I was told a story of a man that had been inside a dish, and also there are others also there. So somebody wants to show mercy to him and throw a rope down, then to pull him out, which after he come out, the rope will be sent down again to somebody else to bring the person down. So when he was coming, I think somebody else was trying to also pull the rope and also come. Then the man used his leg to hit that fellow. The rope caught both himself and everybody went down. He's a wicked person. He's not worth the deliverance. He's selfish. Now, let's come here to the message. There was a time that God showed Brother Branham by a vision. He showed him a crack in the ground where there is oil there. And he told Brother Demos that there is oil there in Texas. So you should go there. And they didn't take Brother Branham serious for quite some time. Then later, after some other people have started also trying to look for oil, then they say, okay, Brother Branham, now we want to go to that place. Now what you will do is that come and show all the spots that God showed to you. Brother Branham said, I cannot do that one. He said, because the gift of God is not for commercial. He said, if I need it and I ask God, he will show it to me that this is the spot. He said, but I don't need it. He said, no, come and show it to us, this and that. And they said that we are going to use the money for the glory of God. You know, human being, God knows our heart. Yes, because the Bible said that the heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. So, and they were just, some of them went together and they wrote, after they have said that the proceed will be for the glory of God. Then they went to go and write some agreement how they are going to be sharing the money. And how this with this hand. In that agreement, how they will sheet, they are already sheeting themselves in the arrangement of even of sharing. Sheeting has come inside. This one use what you call libo sex. I'm sorry, but you know it's an expression. Yes, say no Ibo, they are the one that is good in business. I say, use your both sense. No. And so now, by the time finally, Brother Branham said they couldn't get it. Say some other people finally hit the gusher, to show them that the prophecy is true. That's what the prophet said. God made those ones to hit it to show. And Abraham said that you come and find that these people that say it's for the glory of God, they have already started writing lists and things and cheating themselves. Then Abraham said that it will never work. He said because of the selfishness got among it. He said the objectives was wrong. It's from the message I have heard, but now I see. It's really from paragraph 58 to 69, but I can't read it now. If not, I think the time is almost done now. He said, but because of the selfishness got among it, that is the reason why God did not allow them to strike it. The objectives was wrong. Signing up a bunch of stuff, it will be this away. When they promised they would do it for the kingdom of God, but look like it is for themselves. See? And it won't work. No selfish thing will work. Your motives and objectives has to be exactly, perfectly right. Then you have faith to ask. If they said from the onset that this thing is for ourselves, God can give it to them. If he wants to give it to them. But they made the promise hypocritically, not meaning it from their heart, so that they can obtain that favor. And then, but God knows the heart of men. I could have read the whole thing, but because of time. And then Brother Abraham said, when he was talking about the reason why he himself could not ask. Let me read that one paragraph, paragraph 66. See, we don't use the gift of God for commercial. No, no. He could tell me where it was at, but I don't have any need of it. I wouldn't even have faith enough to ask him. See, if I had a need of it, I believe if I would ask him, he would tell me. But first, you see, your motives and objectives has to be right. You have to have reasons for this. God don't give you those things just because you ask. And you cannot ask in faith unless there is a real objective to that, to be in the will of God. See, if you want to be well, what do you want to be well for? See, if you want to be healed, what is the reason you want to be healed? What are you telling God? What do you want to do with your life when you get healed? See, Abraham is telling us that God check these motives and objectives before he carry out his work. And if you say one thing and you mean another thing, God look at the heart. Immediately God look at hypocrisy there, the person is blocked. We must say what we mean and mean what we say. Amen. Now the prophet said that majority of Christians are not worthy. The reason is best known to God. Because the worthy people, most of them are smart people, intellectual and the rest of it. And majority of God's children are common people. They are not smart. They are not shrewd. Know so many things around Christianity. But not all. There are still few that are worthy. That's why Abraham did not say all, but he said majority. He said it is absolutely true the majority of Christians are not worthy. Rather, they are on the poor side. It was so in Jesus' day, it was true in Paul's day, and it should be true today. That's from 7 Church Age, Smyrna Church Age. The majority of Christians are not worthy. But this worthy is different from poverty. I mean, it's not really, we are not talking about worthy now in the sense that if somebody is not worthy, they need to be poor. There is the balance, which I will read the scripture for you. There is the in-between, the balance, that somebody is not poor and is not worthy. Yoruba call it kola, kosagbe. That's the way Yoruba call it. Kola kushagwe. I think it was Solomon. Can I get the scripture quickly now? Solomon. He said it here in Proverbs chapter 30, verse 7 to 9. He said, two things have I required of thee. Deny me then not before I die. Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches.
Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be fooled and deny thee, and say, who is Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal, and take the name of my God in vain. That is the balance. That is the in-between. Now, somebody may just ask for that in-between. God may want the person to have more. That is in God's prerogative. I remember that we said in the Sunday school on Sunday that God promised to open windows of heaven for those who are faithful in paying tithes and offering. That promise is there. That windows of heaven does not mean that everybody will now ride Cadillac or everybody will build the two-story buildings. No. But if I am comfortable in the sense that to feed, to clothe, to feed my wife and children, to send them to school, and all other responsibility around the family, I'm able to take care of it. I may not be wealthy, but I am this in between. My desire as I stand there is that anybody that asks me, I should be able to give the person. Because there's scripture for it. He said that ask you, give to the person. But in this our level now, so many people come, they just went back empty-handed. Because what you don't have, you cannot give. So I desire that after I feed my family finished, there is extra to give out. And I believe every Christian desires that one. We have read the scripture before. That when somebody walk with his hands, not only will he feed, he say we also be able to give to them that also ask or that have need of. It's part of the scripture we just read this evening. Now, there are people that if they are rich, just like David said here, they will get lifted up. Because there are some of them like that in the scriptures. Like Uzziah. Uzziah started on a very good note because he had a good training from father and mother. And he started on a good note, and Abraham said that God bless him. He prospered. Everything was going fine. But it got to the time that the thing entered his head, and then it got lifted up. That is why Abraham come to tell us here that prosperity ruins people. And somebody who is a child of God that must not be lost. Because God knows the end of everybody from the beginning. If you know that this one, if you give him, say, he become a billionaire now. Say, he has about, say, $5 billion. That this one will not even serve him again. And it's his own seed. He will give him the money. He will keep the money away from him. The person will live by the Lord's prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. Because he's a seed of God, and he knows that this one will make him to get lost. He will just not allow him to have it. Uzziah, he got pride, got lifted up until he made himself a minister. Say, what is in it? Is it not to do censor? He carried censor. I went to the temple. What is it? Then he began to. The Bible said that the chief priest and 80 ministers, making 81, they came to meet him and said, King, your royal highness, you are doing wonderfully in your palace, but this area you are coming to, you are going beyond your boundary. Say, do you want me to, what is wrong with you? You want me to call police to put all of you in jail? That is in today's time. He got furious. What are you talking? I'm the king. Who tell you? Don't you know who a king is? Nobody asking any question. What are you talking about? Why the dialogue was he on? Leprosy broke on his head. Then the priest, the parking. The Bible calls it several house. That's where lepers camp. And that's why he went to the day of his death. Someone today that is God's own child, he will make sure that what we fall this one, that is, the Bible is just everywhere in balance. He said God is faithful, that he will not allow the temptation that will be beyond you or that will bring you down to ever come to you. But in everywhere the trial or whatever come, he will make a way of escape. There are people that, I read the story about Bill Gates. When he became a billionaire, the story was that 10 years he was entering plane and sitting in the economic class. After he became billionaire, for 10 years he was sitting in the economic class. Tell me a Nigerian that would do that one. A billionaire will be staying in economic class. Business class. First class. That's why we always stay. From the very next week, after I become a billionaire, the one that are not even billionaire said, what are they? But they say, Bill Gates, 10 years. He was not driving, he was not entering, but today now he has fleet of jet personal. You can know that kind of person, if he's a material that will have been a Christian, because the thing does not enter his head. So, a Christian today that God will actually release wealth to is somebody, of course, is it somebody that God has tried with 5,000 and the person faith that will bring 100,000 to? God will try somebody small. He said, he that is faithful in least, he will be faithful also. But if you are unfaithful in small one, God is looking at everything. It may be when he give me 20,000, I say, 20,000, I pay a whole tithe of 2,000 naira. That one is too much. Or 100,000. Then I carry 10,000 out of it and go and pay it once. I don't want people to say that I don't have money. Let me just pay 2,000 out of it. That one is okay. Meanwhile, it's not anybody that is doing this account. It's God that is doing it. It's God that is doing the auditing. He just follow everything. He know that this one, if you give this one more than this one, you will never be faithful. That one has blocked his own way. Amen. Prosperity always ruins people. I'm reading from Reaction to an Action. Preach 1959, August 10, paragraph. No, sorry. From Hear His Voice. Preach 1958, October 5, paragraph 97. Prosperity always ruins people. That's a hard thing to say, but prosperity takes a man away from God. God spoke one place in the Bible something on this line, and he said, when I bless you, he was talking to Israel now, and gave you much, when you were poor and you didn't have nothing, I come to you and you had me and you served me. And that is always with the way of a poor man. The way of a poor man is always gentle. Be gentle, but when some people begin to have, the earth begin to swell. But when I bless you and give you plenty, then you turn your head from me. That is what America has done. Turn their heads. Then in Reaction to an Action, 1959, August 10, paragraph 30 said, how it looked to that Christian woman, and there may be Ahab in his palace, and Jezebel with plenty to eat. We wonder why the wicked prosper. David asked that once. But the word came back, watch him at the end. Prosperity isn't a sign of God being with you. If that is so, our nation is blessed. The people are all Christians. And so was it in that day. Prosperity then was vice versa. Amen. Let me quickly read this in forsaking. Oh, I know it's time for prayer now. Paragraph 49. Now you see that young man was asked to forsake all, but he refused to do it. And sometimes if we apply prosperity and riches and so forth, success, but this young man was a successful young man and still didn't have eternal life. So sometimes success doesn't always mean that God is a blessing. You know, some people made that mistake when things are fine physically. They term it to be God's prosperity. But it doesn't mean at all. But a righteous man can also prosper like that. But in the majority, when people prosper physically, they forget about God. Nobody can control them. Nobody can tell them anything. So if he's a child of God, the only way that God can do is to bring the person to the extent. Many people that come to the meeting of the prophet, what brought them? Is it no problem? It's problem. Majority of the people that doesn't have problem, they don't have nothing to do with the prophet. But you will see the meeting people, meeting that we hold in the evening, early in the morning, people have full the place. It's people that have problem. Sicknesses the doctor cannot solve. Problem that cannot be handled anywhere. In fact, maybe they have spent all the money, they don't even know the cause of the sickness itself, not to talk of the cure. They will come to that place because they know that is where there is solution. Even some of their doctors, we even tell the patient that, do you know where that Billy Graham is having his meeting? You better go there and collect card. Go, when you want to go, let me know. Now, Billy Graham said that he used to see them as under discernment. He'll be looking at their doctor while the patient is here on the line. He said they don't know that we know that they will sit down there with T-shirts. Wear T-shirt, the doctor now, after he has collected all the money, then they come and say, you want to even have... So that's where the doctor too will be learning the type of sickness that is wrong with the person. Because all the machines that are presently could not diagnose it. But when they come to that place, then the doctor will be hearing the thing that is now wrong with this patient. May the Lord be our help. That is the mercy of God to our generation. God said, he wish above all things that we prosper and be in health. But when Abraham was speaking about Uzziah also in influence of another, is one of my favorite quotes. I close on this. He says, so many today, you take a family of people that will start going to church, paragraph 62 now, and God will heal the little family. He will bless them and give them the Holy Spirit in their life. The little children will pray around the table. They will pray before they go to bed. Mother and father will join hands and pray. And as long as they continue like that, they will stay a family. But you let them, first thing you know, they didn't have nothing, an old junk car, maybe riding around in, and maybe walking, or they are walking. Finally, they will get a good car, a better home. Is that not prosperity? Things getting better. And the first thing you know, then they want to get what they call the world calls a better class to associate with. They move into a different neighborhood, maybe Bodija, New Bodija Estate, or the, what is that place? You said? Aerodrome. Know the place. Aerodrome. They move into a different neighborhood, and in there they find out they become influenced by the wrong influence. Some people today, they go to clubhouses to get connections, including message believers. I know where I'm standing and what I'm talking about. And I don't know how you are going to be there and not drink some wine. You see, these people that give contracts, there are things they use to test whether you have the nerve or you don't have the nerve. One of the people who work together in Bayelsa is still there up to now. When you approach somebody for work, they say, meet me so-so place. He went there. So they sit down. What are you taking? Oh, he said, moth. Say, give him moth. So they collect their own. Some of the wine they drink, some of this wine, 5,000 per bottle and things. The money is there. After that day, nobody pick his call again. Because if you are in Montana level, it means that you don't belong to this group. Because that is stage one. Now stage two is that they are going to initiate him into their group. There is a group of occultism that you have to belong to before you can enjoy those things. If you cannot enter, if you cannot drink alcoholic, then you can never have enough. And this initiation may demand something very, very much higher. So they have stages of how to try you out. I was listening to news today. They sentenced some people to 5 years. That they exposed his former speaker of Osun State when he was doing ritual bath in the market. They didn't talk about that one. It's only these people that is exposing him that they are talking about sending to prison. He said, because they swindled him, they used the video to threaten him to collect money. Fine, that is wrong. But after you treat that case, what about this man too? The old speaker of the state that is doing ritual bath in the night, in the market. All those leaders, forget about the size of their Bible. They are all ritualists. No single one that is a Christian there. I don't care how they pray. I don't care the size of their Bible or how many times they go to. It's a lie of the devil. I have worked with politicians before. All of them are in occultism. You can never reach those positions if you are not inside. In fact, they will kill you during the campaign. How many juju I use my hand to pick in our office? When they call, just come for meeting, some of the juju fall in their body, from their body. Yoruba said, Isalioro. I'll be rich, but be sure it is God's prosperity. Because if it is not God's prosperity, it is the one that will take the person to the lake of fire. And we have not been able to. Let me read this quote finish, then we'll leave. It still remains smarting down. So, but let me finish this quote, then we'll go and pray. You must always stay where the kingdom of God is and where the glory of God is pouring out. Stay where you can be spiritually fed day and night. Then the first thing you know, separation comes in the home and worldliness, and they get lifted up when they go to environment where they are influenced. May the Lord be our help. Some few years, couple years back, somebody was asking me from outside the country if my boy can come for education outside the country. I said, well, when he finished his first degree, then he will go, because I don't know where he will stay, where he, the person is talking about. Except one is so sure that the spiritual environment where the fellow is going is 100% secure. If not, that is the end of that one. Some of the people that have left here, some of them are worse than Ifide, as I'm standing here. Worse than Ifide. But when they were here before, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, as we lift our hands before you, as the token of our love, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. But now, it is feediness. We have the people there that are righteous and holy, and but we have the other side too, among those that left this country to go because of greener pastures. Now they are completely gone, rotten to the core. I was speaking to a minister a couple days ago about one of his children. He said, well, that one doesn't even want to hear anything. He's in a place where there's no church and he's not interested in church. That one is gone spiritually. It's a type of journey of Elimelech and his family to Moab. Brother Brown said in the message, why Little Bethlehem? I think one of the two sermons that were preached while it. Abraham said that, remember that it may not always be in physical death. Because the thing caused the death of Elimelech, Mahlon and Chilion, the two sons. He said, but it can also be in spiritual death, that you are bar out. When somebody is bar out, means that there's no way to come inside again. And the person is gone for life. If it is because of this food and raiment, one must be sure, first of all, that the spiritual something is okay. Check the OT to the core. My niece and nephew in law that were with us for 2 years, the two of them were baptized here. They were baptized here. They were going fine and things like that. Immediately, I even followed that place, the church that was closest to their place. I spoke to the pastor. They were ready to come and be carrying them to church. and bringing them back home. But the mother said they want to stay together. They stay together, but now spiritually is below the something is below zero, far. Everything about righteousness is gone far. May God have mercy upon us. We'll continue next time. Let us bow our heads. Let's commit ourselves to God that the Lord will be with us as we travel this life journey. Hold our hands, guide our feet, show His mercy unto us, and keep us always at the center of His will. Dear Father, we want to thank you for the few words that have been spoken. We pray you put it together in our heart. Let your spirit water it, O living God, that might bring forth its expected fruits. May we not be forgetful here. Keep us at the center of your will. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Let's listen to this prayer request. This is from Brother Caleb Ogu. Say, as I requested 2 Wednesdays ago, thank the Lord for removing the unpleasant odor from our house. Thank Him also for taking care of us in all areas of our life. God bless you all. Brother Caleb Ogu. Let's listen to this. I'm not sure there is name there. Said, I want to thank the Lord for His love, kindness, protection, and provisions for me and family. God has been so good to us, and we are grateful to Him. We are also thankful to Him for the answers to prayers and for the sorting our accommodation problems and rents. Blessed be His holy name. Amen. Church of God, please pray for me that God will grant me good jobs and more sales in my business and in my husband's business. Please pray for my husband for a more closer walk with God and a better life of service unto Him. I need the Holy Ghost in my soul. Please pray for me earnestly. Lastly, pray for the soul salvation of my family members and in-laws extended. God bless you as you pray. Amen. There's no name there. Let's add this to it from Sister Dukwe. Say, please pray for me to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and that every character that is hindering me from being filled with the Holy Ghost should be removed from my life. Also pray that God should provide me with the means to travel to Enugu next week for a job training. Sister Dupe. Let's commit this request of Sister Dupe, that of Brother Caleb Ogu, and the third one that has no name, shall we? Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for the privilege to be in your house, Lord, for this midweek prayer meeting. We thank you for the short exhortation, and we thank you for the hour of prayer. We have not spoken to the air. We have spoken to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Creator of heaven and earth, the Alpha and the Omega,
the one that have the final say. Lord, we are grateful unto you because you told us to bring our needs, our burdens, and lay them at your feet. We thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity you are giving to us. Lord, the grace to truly lay them at your feet, give to every one of us. May we not go back home with the same burdens, Lord. Give us the faith and the assurance to know that when we ask anything from you, we should believe that we have received them. Your word says, then shall we have them. Let it be, dear Father. All that we have asked you, we are in expectation of their manifestation. O God of heaven, until we make each one of them manifest, Lord, may you give us the faith, Lord, and the Lord endurance, and also the all that it takes to wait patiently for their manifestation. May we never entertain any suggestion from the enemy. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Thank you, righteous Master. Lord, your servant, O God, that is still in the U.S., we pray that your grace and your mercy will continue to abide with him. Constantly give him good and perfect health. Lord, in all his ways, may you direct his path, Father. Make use of him as a great channel of blessing to your people wherever he goes, O Lord. Thank you, eternal Father. Lord, we pray, O God, for your servant that goes to Bakatari. We pray, O God, that you will be with him also and be his strength and protection and bless all his efforts. Blessed be your wonderful name. We pray for the perfection of the hand of your servant, Braluwa Femi. May you hasten the complete healing, Father. Grant it, dear Master. We are grateful and we are thankful. Lord, your servant, Brother Joseph, who has traveled on an official trip, may you also be with him. Lord, bless his stay there. When they will be coming back, bring them back safely. Thank you, eternal Father. May your name be glorified. Very soon we'll be going back to our homes. You are the one that brought us safely. May you take us back safely. We ask for quick provision of vehicles for those Ogowa that are going with public transport. May your protection take all of us safely. Give us a wonderful night rest, Lord. Lord, the tape service of Friday, make it a blessing unto us. Your servant that will be coming on Sunday, may you make him a blessing unto us. Grant it, Heavenly Father. A brother that wants to travel tomorrow with his family, may your grace go with them. May your protection be upon them. Make a way for them to be able to arrive at their destination on time, Lord. Lord, let your hand be upon the vehicle, Father. The time they will stay there, make it peaceful. When they be returning back, bring them back safely. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. We ask these petitions with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord bless you. We are grateful for the privilege to be in church again tonight, and we once again welcome Mama Amao. God bless you, ma. God bless you. Yeah, you can have your seat. Thank you, ma. God bless you. God bless you all. The pastor still sends his greetings to everyone, and constantly he sends appreciation to everyone for your calls, chats, and your prayers. The Lord bless you all. Continue in the prayer until he arrives by God's grace early December. Shall we rise up on our feet? I want to remind ourselves that on Sunday we are having a visiting minister. So let's have that in mind. Trust that it will be a blessing unto us. My heart was distressed. Named Jehovah death from, and lo, in the pit where my sins drag me down, I cry to the Lord from the deep, my reclaim that he brought me out to go. He brought me out. He brought me out for the man reclaim. Oh, he set my feet on the road.